Manu Patra alerts dated the 4th of June 2018. Delhi High Court has opined that the use of expressions Gandhian and Gandhian Hires advertisement campaign for its self-clean inverter air conditioner, which Voltas had argued was used against its products, were not in good taste. Allahabad High Court has ruled that a power company can't be taken to bankruptcy court for not repaying loans unless it has been declared a willful defaulter. Supreme Court has refused to interfere with a Delhi High Court order permitting the auction of the iconic five-star Taj Mahal Singh Hotel. Supreme Court has held that fixing minimum standards which have to be fulfilled for the purpose of enabling a medical college to seek fresh inspection would not be contrary to the scheme of the Indian Medical Council Act, 1956. Delhi High Court has held that an arbitrator cannot issue further directions in an award based on settlement, without hearing both the parties in a process of adjudication. Himachal Pradesh High Court has directed creation of a WhatsApp group for effective coordination by the municipal authorities in supplying water to various zones in the city. Madras High Court has allowed a Christian religious organization to claim compensation for the death of a nun who died in a road accident after being hit by a rashly driven State Transport Corporation bus. Madras High Court has made it clear that an accused seeking regular bail for non-bailable offences should appear or surrender before the lower court for grant of the relief. Uttarakhand High Court has directed the state to formulate a comprehensive policy for rehabilitation of mentally ill children and patients. Kerala High Court has allowed an 18-year-old boy and a 19-year-old girl to live together, dismissing a writ of habeas corpus filed by the girl's father. Bombay High Court has held that all those other parties to a legal proceeding whose presence may be considered proper for an effective adjudication of the grievance are proper parties to such proceeding. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has admitted the petition of Detridan J. Prakash Associates challenging NCLT order, which had directed the realty firm to return nearly 760-acre land to its subsidiary JP Infratech.